We haven't got it. No, I'm not going to. We haven't had a chance to talk about brain orgasms yet. The ASMR relaxation trend seducing the internet.
ASMR.
No, I don't want to make. I don't. Drew already tried to sabotage me. I don't want to make him mad by doing.
Did you have a good weekend?
I'm not acknowledging.
I know. I know. I want to. It's hard for me not to say. I know.
It's tough not to say. Drew. But I don't want to be like that because I don't like it when he does that to me. Will you run away with me?
Wow. That sounded more creepy than it did enticing.
And buy me lunch. Before you turn me into a lamp.
Where are we going?
The restaurant. Across the street.
The restaurant.
You run away with me to a restaurant for 40 minutes and buy me lunch, and then we go our separate ways.
So I need...
That's not super enticing.
Somebody...
Why? But why?
What is life? Somebody needs to teach me how to use Snapchat because I don't.
Because you don't what?
I don't know how to use it.
What do you mean?
Because you sent the snap
with me.
I know, but it was so confusing. It's so confusing. You sent the video.
The photo.
The video.
Oh. Okay. Part of that was my problem because it sent like 100 million times.
Okay.
I don't know why. That wasn't me. No,
that
wasn't you.
I'm like, why is it I keep going to see to type and I just keep seeing this stupid smoking whiskey drink?
I'm sorry. No,
I don't know how to use this.
I sent that video to, so I'm in a Snapchat group chat with John and Drew. I'm also in a Snapchat group chat.
Are we post showing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm also in a Snapchat.
Because otherwise, that would have been very awkward for you to phrase it like that.
I know.
We're right here.
I know.
I appreciated the clarity.
Yes, we are post-showing. But I'm also in a Snapchat group chat with, like, I have this group chat where it's, like, I think there's, like, 20 people in it now. Because it's just, like, my family, friends, whatever. And I sent it to both our group chat and that group chat. And I had a lot of people very mad at me because it sent like 100 times. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know why. It said that it didn't send. It said that sometimes if a snap doesn't go through, it'll say tap to retry and it'll like try sending it again. So I was like, okay, I'll tap to retry. But nothing happened. It's not even like, it didn't even look like I tapped on it. So I just kept on tapping on it and I tapped on and tapped on it a bunch of times. And so it sent a bunch of times. And then I had a lot of people really mad at me. But it was not your fault. It was...
Man, you really tapped that chat.
I did tap that chat.
Yeah, I'm confused. So then, like, I see...
Tapped it hard.
So I'm looking at your other tapped Snapchat thing here, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a week ago, though. I don't know how to use any of this. I'm assuming this is you. I can only see a part of your face, but it looks like you. Yeah, it's you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm looking at it. I'm in Snap. I won't go away.
What are you trying to do?
Well, no, because so in my... Oh, okay. Oh, there's... Oh, okay. That's a picture of you looking... It says good vibes, but you look sad.
I'm not sad. I just have resting sad face.
Oh, that was taken this morning. So this is new.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on my Snap story.
Okay, but how do I get from here to anywhere else? Then what? No, because I can't. How do I get out of that?
Tap on it.
But now it takes me here.
Okay, so that's an ad.
That chat.
Swipe it down. Put your finger on it. Swipe down.
Okay. Okay.
Good podcast right here.
I'm teaching John how to use Snapchat.
I know.
So you were just looking at my Snap story. So you know how on Facebook at the top bar or whatever, you can see like people's whatever Facebook story, which is stupid. And so you can look at people's Facebook stories.
This is stupid. She sounded so angry.
I just think it's dumb. I hate that Facebook is like, oh, look, we can do it all. We can also be like Snapchat.
Yeah, I have no idea what the story is. Like, I just randomly put things in the story. I'm like, I haven't put anything in my story. I'll put this in my story.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. Not your story, but just the fact that
my story's pretty stupid, but yeah.
Because I'm like, that's what you have your profile for. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And so, so you were looking at my Snap story. So, what screen are you currently looking at?
Well,
now
I'm looking at my list, my friend's list here. I got it. You can see if you look over.
Okay, so those are like your chats,
right?
Yeah, And if you swipe to the right, then you have the camera. Or, I'm sorry, if you swipe to the left.
Then you have the chat. To the right. Oh, yeah, to the left's camera. To the right's the chat.
It opens up whatever chat you have your finger on. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you have camera. And if you want to get really confused, if you put your, while you're on the camera, if you put your finger kind of like towards the top, but not the very top, but like towards the top,
okay,
and then swipe down, you'll pull up the snap map.
Why are these musical things? What is going on? When is that?
I have no idea.
I have these little things. Look, it's just, I have no idea what's happening.
I have no idea what you're doing.
I don't want to do Snapchat. This is confusing.
Yeah, I don't like Snapchat.
I don't like it. No, I just
like it. It's nice. It's a good way to like have a group chat. It doesn't matter for us because we all have iPhones. So like our text chat.
Yeah, we can just do our text chat.
Yeah, like, I get confused.
I get confused when we get the Frenzies thing. I'm like, can we use the one that I know how to use? Because I don't know how to do funny GIFs and stuff on Snapchat.
So if I send you something in the Snapchat group, if it's like a photo or video or whatever, it's probably because I'm like also because you can send things to multiple groups, so it's probably because I was just like, oh, John and Drew would like this too.
Oh, okay.
So I'll send
Snapchat,
it to two different groups
not
at once.
Special.
I mean,
regular text is special. Okay.
I mean, but the photo of the Lady Gaga thing was special because I only sent that to our chat, so I guess that was like the one thing.
Yeah, sure.
So Snapchat comes in handy if you are in a group chat with somebody who like with people who don't all have iPhones. If you all have iPhones, then the text chat's easy. But like if you are texting someone, some people with an Android, some people with a iPhone, some people with a rock, whatever else other people have, then like Snapchat makes it easier to send photos, videos, whatever. So that just, it's easier to keep connected in a big group. It doesn't really make as much sense for the three of us, but I'm hip, so sometimes I use it.
But you can't, like in Snapchat, you can't go like you can't go like trolling other people's stuff because it all goes away, right?
Correct.
That's no fun.
But you can troll the last 24 hours of their life.
Mm. Yeah, but how many people consistently have an interesting 24 hours?
Not many.
I
don't.
Yeah.
I do.
I had a very uninteresting weekend.
Oh.
I had a super cool weekend.
You did have a super cool weekend. You went to some pinkies up places.
I did.
You were super pinkies
up. I was super pinkies up.
You were the pinkies up biest of all of us.
And it was like the cheapest pinkies up ever because I went.
Well, it's Wisconsin pinkies up.
It was.
I mean, you know.
I went,
Wisconsin pinkies up. Those pinkies don't go that far.
I visited my cousin in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And
it's pinkies up Wisconsin when they don't bread their cheese.
It's weird because like it is weird.
You're eating non-fried cheese?
Wausau.
Pinkies up.
Pinkies, yes. It's, firmly.
Where's
up.
The ranch, Mr. Pinkies Up?
Wausau is a weird place because it's like it's a growing area. It's a growing city, but it's interesting because it's in the process of growing and it's like these restaurant owners are moving in and opening up really fancy restaurants in an area that is like I think in 10 years is going to be at that level. But you're looking at like restaurants that you would find in downtown Minneapolis that you'll randomly find amongst like abandoned old buildings in Wausau, which Wausau does have like a nice city. It is a nice, well-developed area. I'm not trying to make it sound like it's a dump. It's not. It's nice.
It sounds like you're turning it into a dump.
I'm not. But there were like very good restaurants that I did not expect to find in Wausau, Wisconsin. Like I went to this place called Tine and Cellar, which was very pinkies up.
Name is Tine and going to Tine and Cellar.
Yes. This pink, weekend. Pink.
Pink, pink.
And it was nice. I mean, I had a very fancy cocktail where he like put this sprig of, I don't even know what plant it was. It was green and he put it in my drink and then he like burned it.
What was the cocktail?
It was called a strawberry smash and it had gin.
Bet it was
It looks kind of spiky.
Roofies. It was probably roofies.
Spruce or juniper would be my guess.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of. I could see it being like juniper. Oh my god, you were so pinkies up.
Yeah, that
you
was
like
that was that was that was
a,
that was so. That was all bing bing.
Yeah,
yeah. I know my flavors.
Do you actually have other fingers on your hand besides pinkies?
Yeah.
You just have like five.
I do. Let me show you two of them right here.
Wow. Profanity's up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You set yourself up for that.
Wow.
That was too easy.
That's a bam bam. Bam bam.
For those listening to the podcast, he just flipped both of us off.
Yeah. I think that was obvious.
I'm just providing
no,
relevant context.
No, not both of you. Just you, Sam.
They pointed at John, too.
Wow. They were
both directed at you.
Wow, do you feel dirty now?
Wow, Drew.
Do I feel dirty?
Dirty.
I feel so dirty.
I feel dirty now that I flipped you off.
I feel kind of dirty now.
So dirty.
You're all blushing.
Oh, John missed it.
Yeah, she gave me the finger. You missed it.
It was what?
She gave me the finger.
You did?
I did.
That's okay. I don't want to see it. I don't want my image ruined.
So scandalized now.
I feel super scandalized.
Yeah, seriously. You were telling me how you don't mind cursing. You don't mind profanity in your music. You're flipping Drew off now. You're changing.
I'm
she's growing.
She's blossoming.
Oh, my gosh. Our mother blood is red.
We come in one day.
Yeah. All this cursing so freeing. It really helps around my horses. They're very confused.
I don't need to curse around them. They know when I'm serious.
Do you sing to the songs?
I do.
Do you sing the profanity?
If you're alone.
Sometimes, maybe.
If you're by yourself?
Sometimes, maybe.
All right. Okay.
But if I'm around other people, usually I will censor myself.
You'll do the clean, you know, yes. iTunes version.
Yes.
So funny.
But so this place that I went to, he like whatever juniper or whatever it was, he like singed it with this this like flame torch or whatever, which seemed unnecessary.
Flame coming to the Marvel to the MCU flame torch.
It seemed unnecessary for them to like burn the juniper in my strawberry smash, but and then
flame torch.
I don't know. It was just like this. What do you call that? Like
a torch.
Yeah, it was a torch with flames.
Well, yeah, okay, but yeah, I mean, you can't really be a torch unless you've got flames.
And they also do this thing where they will smoke your whiskey, and that's what I tried sending you guys a video of, and you got like 100 of them.
That's the video I saw 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's the one that I was like, I don't know how to use. I do not know how to use this.
I apologize.
Snapchat.
Yeah, and I had for my dinner, I had salmon, and it was topped with caviar and something else that I can't remember what it was called.
Something else.
I don't know. Some kind of really good sauce.
Drew, what else was it topped with?
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, explain to me what the appetizer was.
No, just guess.
Oh, well, my appetizer was truffle fries.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, what had the caviar?
It was on top of my salmon.
Salmon with caviar.
It was. They called it fish roe, so maybe that's not actually.
No,
caviar.
It's caviar. It basically is.
Okay.
It's, yeah.
He would know.
Yeah. What else? What else would go with that?
There was some like really good mashed potatoes, but they were like super smooth, and it was just literally like a splash of potatoes, mm-hmm. of mashed potatoes. It looked like a little splash, and then the salmon was on top, and I feel like there was something.
So it was more
else,
like a potato puree.
Yeah.
Then it was wow. mashed potatoes.
I can't even see Drew with the pinkies in his face.
Yeah, it was a potato puree. Wow.
Hey, did you eat?
You were too fancy for me.
Did you eat the caviar?
Yeah.
How was it?
I just tasted salmon, so good.
But you ate the caviar?
Yeah.
But you didn't taste the caviar?
I mean, not really, no. Okay.
I've never had caviar.
It's very strong.
I have no idea.
So, yeah, they probably called it fish roe because it wasn't real caviar. It was like cheap. Knockoff.
It was,
you know?
Wausau caviar.
Right.
No pinkies.
Like walleye eggs or something. I don't know.
Wow.
It was actually like the eggs that they scrape out of the fish when they make it.
I don't really know what kind of eggs these are.
They just kind of looks like caviar.
Yeah. I'll just call it fish roe. Yeah. It's fine.
It's fine.
We went out to dinner on Saturday to Bacchio. Over there in Ridgedale.
So did you say it's in the same building as Marshall's?
Yeah, it's like right next to Marshall's, across from Champs, like behind Champs.
Okay.
Like, apparently it's been there a while. I've never been there before. That was a very nice restaurant. Much enjoyed my meal.
Bendy?
Little spendy. Not
how much, like what range of price were you looking at for
like
an entree?
My entree, I think, was $32.
Okay.
And Melissa was around the same price.
Bink. So at Tyne and Cellar, I paid bink, bink. I had them. There was like,
so
I had,
you don't get to be the judge of what's pinkies up, Mr. I love Golden Corral. like anything above Golden Corral is pinkies
up. That's not true. That is not true at all. You know, you got to go like, you know.
Like when Applebee's is considered
Pinkies
Up.
Fridays or something.
So,
that's not considered. That's not Pinkies Up. What you guys are doing is definitely Pinkies Up.
So at this restaurant that I went to, the reason why I was like so surprised that it was, I mean, it being a Wausau restaurant or whatever, that was so Pinkies Up.
Because it was kind of the ghetto is what we were saying earlier.
It's not the ghetto. It's like the Wisconsin version of the ghetto. So it's just like a lot of cheese and stuff. I don't know. And it was, I mean, I had a cocktail, two Belgian Reds, which I guess is technically a beer, even though it doesn't taste like a beer, my entree, and I think I paid like maybe $40-something for all of that. Yeah, it was like super cheap. And I got the most, there was like three things that were the same price and that were the most expensive. They're all $22. So I had the most expensive thing technically on the menu. And it still, I mean, it was like...
Well, with an area that run down, they're not going to make any money unless they price everything low.
It's not run down. I'm going to get people from Wisconsin. I have a lot of family from Wausau, just so like I'm not ripping on it.
Do you feel bad because they're so poor?
But it's just interesting to me that there's some really, really nice restaurants. And I think that it's restaurant owners getting ahead of the curve because I think that's a very developing area. And I think in 10 years, they're going to be like these well-established fancy places. And then at that point, they'll be able to start. Right.
Well, now
more?
That you're making relevant points, I'll stop.
See?
Plus, the restaurant industry is changing right now.
Thanks,
and
Trump.
There's a lot more of an emphasis being put on, you know, quality as opposed to convenience and price.
Yes.
You know, quality is driving a lot of business now, you know, and people are willing to pay a little bit more, mm-hmm. you know, for a good quality, like locally made, locally sourced, that type of stuff, you know, not chain restaurants.
Yeah.
And you're seeing that all over the place in small towns, in suburbs and things like that. You're seeing a lot more emphasis and those Applebee's, Chili's, Fridays type chain mm-hmm. restaurants are really struggling to try to remain relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for when John's around. Then they're like, yeah, John's here. We're good.
Golden Corral will stay open another day. Golden Corral should be open 24 hours.
Then you have people like John who just value familiarity.
You stop begging me.
What is your favorite?
Didn't say that in a judgmental way.
What is the opposite of Pinkies Up?
I don't know.
Like, what would the opposite of that be?
I don't know. Drew's attitude.
Like, when
am I pinkies up or am I the opposite? I don't know what that means.
Like, when you say something that's classless, what do you call that?
Well, I think that's, I don't know.
Like, when you get, you know, when you go to pinkies the gas down? Station and you bring home chicken sandwiches from the gas station, everybody, and everybody's like, oh, we're eating out tonight. This is good.
Yeah. No, I don't do that, for the record. I don't.
Well, I'm not saying you did.
Oh, okay.
You know, chicken sandwiches.
Sure.
So I'm just
chicken
saying
sandwiches
like, that's the opposite
though.
Of pinkies up. Like, I'll eat a gas station burrito. I ain't afraid. Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know what the opposite of pinkies up is. I don't know.
Gosh, I can't remember my. Oh, well, what is
pinkies up? Wife beaters on? I don't know.
Well, okay. No.
Yes. Wife beaters on, everybody. Yeah.
Adorned with wife beaters. No,
get your wife beaters.
Pinkies up is sort of exclusive to like drinking. Isn't the pinkies up? Mm, okay.
Yeah,
so what's
wine.
So what's the just full grip? You know, is it gripping? I don't know. What is that? What is the opposite
firm grip.
Of
five fingers on can?
No, see, like a firm grip just sounds responsible, and I don't feel like that's necessarily quite the same.
You know what? I wonder what kind of reaction you would get. You go to a party, okay, and people are drinking beer, but if you only drink your beverages using two hands every time.
Double
fisting.
I wonder how long
double
would it take
fisting.
With everything. If every time
you always exist as like a 2-year-old just
always.
Learning how to use a sippy cup.
I want that
just
bit
like holding my microphone two hands.
I want that Keaton Peele bit where they do everything with
using your mouse with two hands. Just, oh my god!
Do you ever see John? He always uses two hands. Is it with everything? Yeah, it's with everything. Like he picks everything up
with two hands. Holding just like picking up your pen. Yeah. Two hands. Yeah. Your pack. That's really funny. What's your favorite thing to get at Golden Corral?
Oh, the Bourbon Street chicken with rice. So good.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. That's ghetto pinkies up.
Boom,
the
boom.
The bourbon. Yeah, boom, boom. Yeah, buffet.
Boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, man, their Bourbon Street chicken is so good. Yeah, it's really good. Actually, the food there is decent, especially their cut meats and all that. When you get it, it's not, you know.
It's not killing you.
No, man, you can eat a lot.
I had blackened Cajun green beans.
This is at Bacchio?
At Bacchio, and then I had steak frites.
What is that?
It's like a hanger steak and basically French fries. It's French fries. It's a steak and French fries. I don't know why they call it steak frites because it's pinkies up, but it's steak and French fries.
Okay.
It was good. Oh, it was really good. That was a fantastic steak.
Nice.
One of the best I've had in a long time.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. So Melissa got pesto crusted sea bass.
Oh, that ass.
Pink.
Yeah, I love me some pesto.
Sea bass is the most amazing fish.
I don't think I've ever had sea bass.
Oh my God. It's so freaking good.
Pesto is one of those Pesto is one of those things where I just find things. I want pesto, so I find things to go with the pesto.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I don't care what the thing is. I just
pesto goes with just about anything.
Right. So. Yeah. Pesto on pizza. Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Pesto on a donut.
Do you know what pesto is, Sam?
I do know what pesto is.
Do you know what the ingredients of pesto are?
I actually think that I've helped make pesto before, but I don't remember. Is it a lot of basil?
Yeah.
I was right. It's like blended up basil and stuff.
And
that's the recipe. Basil and stuff.
Like squirrel.
Yeah. it's like the
squirrel grounds.
It's really got a lot in common with the hot dog. It's just a little bit of everything.
So you put some basil and anything else you find in your kitchen. Tums, whatever. Just throw them in there.
Yeah.
This pesto tastes like strawberry Tums.
And Tylenol PM.
This pesto made me sleepy.
Oh, really? What'd you make it with? I had some NyQuil, so I cracked open a bottle, pour that in.
A Robitussin.
Well, I don't know. What else do you put in basil?
There's some cinnamon here, too. And then also some cake sprinkle.
A little bit
basil is olive oil. Our pesto is olive oil, basil, and garlic, basically. And then you can put some lime in there. That helps. You can put some, like, a lot of people like pine nuts included in their basil, but it's not necessary because some people have nut allergies.
When I'm cooking for people who have nut allergies, I am sure to add nuts.
Yeah. That's really awful.
It's my favorite thing.
I was going to say, even
things that don't need
like
nuts.
You're a murderer.
If I'm making eggs for somebody, I'll just sprinkle a couple peanuts on top.
I like it when people have allergic reactions.
I just like stabbing people with their EpiPens.
When I find out people have soft necks, I usually stab them right in the throat. I mean, basically, that's what you just said.
Oh my God.
It's not that I want them to die of their allergies. I just want to be able to legally stab them.
Oh my God. You know, just to know what it feels like.
Yeah.
I just want to know what it feels like.
To stab somebody.
Yeah, not the whole knife, just the tip.
Yeah.
Just to get a feel for it.
And I become their hero. It's a win-win.
Ow!
I saved their life.
After poisoning them.
They don't need to know that part.
Yeah. You're like that horrible movie where they have the cure to the disease, but in order to reap the benefits, they have to unleash it upon society.
Yeah.
You want to unleash hell upon people just so you could provide them the cure.
Exactly.
You're a terrible person.
Yeah. I'm your demon and your savior.
If I was... If I was a terrible person, I'd just let them die, and I would get my kicks off of killing people with peanuts. I just want to be able to rescue
them. But no, I don't, do I?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You could avoid the whole thing.
Have you ever had a boyfriend that uttered the words, "You're exhausting," to you? Have you ever?
More than once.
That sounds like a yes.
More than once.
That was a yes.
Is this worth it? I don't know.
Yes, more than once.
And then I dump them.
Right. Once they've reached the conclusion that it is worth it.
Yeah. I convince them that
it is. And then I'm like, bye.
Yeah, bye. See you later.
And then I take 6 to 12 months to deliberate about whether or not I should dump them. And then I do.
Yeah. You can only map Sam so far before you're going to get dumped.
So I sold you on the idea that this relationship is worth it, right? Yes, honey. I am invested. I'm all in. I very much enjoy spending time with you. Well, you know.
Hey, that's all coming to an end.
You know, I'm bored.
That deck of cards that is your life is going to come tumbling down upon you right now.
Yeah, I want to spend more time with my horses. I chose horses over you.
They provide me all the emotional need that I desire.
They do. They do, and they're cute. And when I get tired of them, I can just put them in the barn, lock them in a stall, and leave. And I don't need to look at them for like 12 hours.
That's exactly what she wants out of a relationship.
I know. And you can, you know what? With a little digging, you could probably find a guy that'd be fine with that.
Yes, this is the effort of the digging that I don't enjoy.
I have to sleep in the barn again tonight? Yes. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Are we still going to that Pinky's Up place tomorrow?
We'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling. Kind of depends on the weather.
Might be Golden Corral. Depends on how much you behave yourself.
You'd be good now.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right. I do have a show coming in this morning.
What?
Oh.
I do.
What?
So we will need
you to should do us. Sam, you should do that.
Do the what?
I don't know what's happening.
I can't do it because he's never looking at me when I do it. Huh. Am I doing it right?
You look more like a helicopter.
Are you having
you
a seizure?
Else?
I don't know. What are you trying to? Are you trying to like mime?
Yeah, you're wrapping up. You're trying to do the
a seizure because if that's the case, yes, you're doing
wrap
that
it.
Right.
I don't do it like this. You just look crazy.
Are you being electrocuted?
I'm doing the rapid finger twerk.
Look at me. I'm a Piper Cub. Woo!
Did your foot accidentally like kick open something in the board and you just got 50,000 volts running through you?
Yes.
Okay. Then yes, you're doing that right.
I was finger twirling you aggressively.
I'm never aggressive with my finger twirl.
It's more like your face that's aggressive.
Yeah, it's your face that's aggressive.
It's your face that dictates how aggressive your finger twirling is.
Yeah, your face and tone get dismissive and it's hurtful. Yeah.
When you just kind of, it is hurtful. It's like when you just kind of like briefly like side eye me while you do the finger twirl. Just want, oh my God, I just want to. I quit.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
It's not worth
it's not,
it.
It's not worth
Drew
it. Oh, just
finger.
Even you just fake doing it gives me just get
like chills.
I am completely oblivious to the amount of power that I wield
really
over
does.
Of your emotional state.
It gives me
oh
that.
My gosh.
It gives
I
me
have
that.
No idea how this came to be.
Yeah. You have the ability to give that feeling of that you get of like regret. Like, you know,
instant, just,
kinda, just
like
yeah,
I hate all
go,
of the decisions that I've made in my entire life
like,
that have
just,
led to this moment.
It's like the worst thing is like, oh, there goes the finger of regret again.
Yeah, yeah. Just like imagine just like every single decision that you've ever made in your entire life that has led you to the position that you're in this very moment and then regretting all of them.
Yeah, I
had no idea.
That's what it feels like.
That I wield that much power.
I'm going to take both my pinkies and shove them in my eyes.
I'm going to take both my pinkies and cut them off and then blend them up.
My God.
And drink.
And put them in a pesto.
How does this affect your pinkies?
Put them in a pesto mix. This pesto tastes like finger.
Be a sprig of juniper in there.
A sprig of finger.
Is that? Did you add nail? Is that,
what is that? I think it tastes like a hangnail.
I am so confused.
My pesto has a fingerprint. Okay, I'll do black.
Morning, daily, promo. Coming up on the Tuesday edition of Justice and Drew.
Students go on strike to save the planet.
You mean they just skip school, right?
Yeah, basically.
Plus, Pete Hegseth from Fox News at 8:35.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Just
job.
Think, there's,
job, team.
There's people out there that hear our promos every day, have no idea how hilarious we are in between them when we record them.
Hilarious.
But the people who listen to this post show do.
You feel you're part
they
of
know.
Yeah,
they
you're
know.
Part of the, you're the chosen ones.
Yeah, they know how funny we are. Mostly me.
Yes, that's right.
You're welcome. Rush Limbaugh. You're listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew. Should elected officials be allowed to block journalists on Twitter?
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. Shoulder shrug, palms up, head tilt, and go.
Beep, 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 boop.
And the emoji.
Beep, beep, beep,
boop. Beep, beep,
it's because
beep.
All politicians are robots, except for Trump.
Beep, boop, 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 beep, beep.
Did you see Trump's tweet from this morning?
Which one?
The one about Biden.
PAX. Let's do PAX first. Whoop. Ready?
No.
Okay. You're listening to Joe Pags.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew.
Start over.
What?
Start over.
Why?
Because she was busting up during it.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I thought it was fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I felt it was a little too laughy.
Yeah. I felt like it was fine.
Well, yeah,
this feels a little too judgy.
Yeah, I feel really judged.
Look, let's.
Yeah, oh there comes the regret again.
You're basically just one giant pinky.
You monster.
How did this become pinkies? I don't. You've combined the finger twirl with the pinkies up, and I don't know how that happened.
One big walking pinky up.
Yeah. One big giant pinky pointing up.
I am not.
With a bunch of little pinkies.
I wear hoodies every day.
I think that you're like a pinky hustler. You're trying to like give off this vibe that you're not that pinkies up. But you actually
you really are pinkies up.
We know the truth. Yeah.
I wear the same pair of jeans like 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Before I wash them.
It's very pinkies up for a person like you.
I do have very expensive socks on.
Oh, pink, pink. Yeah.
Bought them for you, John.
I know.
Bought them for you.
Yeah, and they're more comfortable than anything else you wear.
Pags. Pags.
Use the promo code MNW to get 20% off your first order. And if you don't like the first thing of what you order, you know, you can keep it, and they'll refund you your money.
Seems like terrible business for them.
Well, it'll work out.
Pags, you're listening to Joe Pags.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew. Should elected officials be allowed to block journalists on Twitter?
Listen live, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
I think we should redo it. Drew is
Yeah, you know, I just really feel just like Drew needs
laughy.
To catch up.
It's a little laughy, didn't you think, Sam? I mean, this is a very serious promo, and he's over there just...
Yeah, you know, I just feel like he's not taking it seriously.
I know, right?
You know what I'm not taking seriously?
What?
My life?
Your faces.
Wow.
I think your face and your is life.
Just fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your face is also fine.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't say they weren't fine. I just said I'm not taking them seriously.
Closing argument.
With Walter Hudson.
You're listening to Closing Argument with Walter Hudson.
Tuesday morning on Justice and Drew. Should elected officials be allowed to block journalists on Twitter?
Listen live 6 to 9 on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM.
All right, y'all, get out.
You can't do yes, that's right with that one because we don't know.
Yes.
We're asking you a question. So I can't do yes, that's right because should they? I don't know.
I don't know.
Better.
Find out.
Law.
All right. I got to do a couple things here before I'm able to get out.
Unacceptable.
Sorry. It's happening.
But you shouldn't have to cut me off.
Oh, wait.
Did you listen to that yet? Should have done on the post show. Tony, the beginning of it sped up.
In the beginning.
Hold on.
John's telling me, I mean, I don't know if I'm still, I think we're still kind of post-showing. John's telling me that somebody that I used to know and Needy by Ariana Grande are basically the same song. Let me see if I can find it.
I don't hear it so far.
No. You gotta get to the,
So.
Wait, no, hold on. No, that's Needy. You're doing Needy.
You said Needy.
No, not Needy. Bad idea.
Oh, okay.
Not Needy. Bad idea.
I just, what the heck?
You know what song I was wiping out to over the weekend that I hadn't heard in forever, and I heard it on Cool 108, 80s, whatever? Give a little bit of heart and soul.
Oh, yeah, it's a pow.
That song's awesome.
It's a pow. It's a pow.
That song is so great.
Give a little bit of love to grow.
Okay,
and you got that lady in the background that's just like talking the whole time in monotone.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's a great song. Good video, too. She was hot.
It's a pow.
T'pow.
So this is somebody that I used to know.
T'pow.
Should I let it play to the chorus? Skip to it.
We all know the chorus.
The chorus of this Ariana Grande song, when I first heard it, I was like, this sounds so familiar. And I go, oh my gosh, it's Gautier.
So now here, should I just skip to the chorus of Bad Idea?
Yeah.
Okay, so chorus of Bad Idea. I might have to find it because I don't have the lyrics here. Hold on. Somebody quickly, yeah. I got a bad idea. How about we take a little bit of time away? I got a bad idea. Forget about it, yeah.
You can hear where I'm hearing some similarity, though.
Just that little
dude. Right, yeah. See, you can lay those two on top of each other in a mix and... And I even think the beginning of this...
kind of get the same vibe.
Yeah, I even think in the beginning with the Doot Dude, it sounds like the Doot Dude from the Gautier one sped up.
I'm an out of sight. Yeah. And then you go to somebody that I used to know.
Okay, so I'm not crazy with that either. See, I'm not crazy. Here, all these little things make me think. Come on. Yeah.
They are pretty similar.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right, bye.